So today's random act of kindness is for the Tears Foundation, an organization that provides assistance nationwide with a 24-hour free SMS service that identifies the closest centers where women and children can get help. The Tears Foundation founder, Mara Glennie, is on the line to tell us a little bit more about it. Mara, a very good morning to you. We're talking, of course, it is Women's Month, and yet for all the wonderful things that we say, for all the wonderful initiatives that we talk about, many women and children remain vulnerable in South Africa.
Hello, Bongani and listeners. Yes, indeed, that's a fact. And I was so delighted to hear your preamble that came before our discussion about Healing Hour, because I started Tears Foundation out of my place of hurt. I went to the police station and I couldn't get the help that I needed. Yeah. So I started Tears so that other women don't have to experience that.
And of course, I mean, the pandemic has really upended everything in terms of what is normal in life. Just talk to me about some of the difficulties that people have experienced during this tough time.
One of the difficulties is that due to COVID, all the courts were shut, so women could not get protection orders. Because of the lockdown, women were fearful to try and leave home and often were not allowed to leave their home. So it's been a very, very trying time. And I think there's also the trauma that people felt when they were diagnosed with COVID. So it's been a very difficult time, I think, for every member of our country.
For anybody who doesn't know what the Tears Foundation does as an organization for women, led by women, talk to me about some of the services you offer people in trouble.
Well, first of all, we have a 24-hour free service. If you call our number, which they'll put up on the screen, but it's *134*7355#. You can dial it from any phone anywhere in South Africa, and it's a free service. And there are two services that you offer. You can either identify the nearest counseling facility to you, or our amazing service that we do together with Namola, you can get immediate help. If you're in a life-threatening situation, you can ask for help.
And have you seen a spike in the number of people who need help, Mara?
During the first couple of months of the shutdown, there were mostly trauma-related cases. But we're very, very busy now. I've already had 12 cases today.
Oh, just today. My goodness, it's 13 minutes before 9. You've already had 12 cases.
I have.
Oh, Mara, how do we change this story? How do we, as a society, when you're at the coal face of it, you deal with people who are obviously at times absolutely shattered, right? How do we change the story? How do we change the narrative around gender-based violence?
Well, it's a question we ask, and if we had the answer, I don't think we'd have gender-based violence. So we're always trying new initiatives. So one of the things I firmly believe is that we cannot do it alone. This is not a woman's issue. This is a issue for everybody.
Yeah.
So this year we've launched for Women's Day our ad, Men Speak Out for Women. And that's a very important factor, because we can only deal with it if we all work together. So really my call out today is, in Women's Month, men, we need you to be part of the solution.
Absolutely, because we are the problem, aren't we? Mara, I'm going to ask you to stay on the line, and now I'm going to bring Sherry Saltzman, of course, from the Dis-Chem Foundation. Sherry, I'm a huge supporter of what you do, particularly with random acts of kindness, and really my conversation now with Mara from Tears Foundation just underscores how important the work that she's doing. You want to lend a hand. You want to lend a hand to help them.
We definitely want to lend our hand. I think what's very important, I think what women need to realize, the women who are being abused need to realize, is that they do have an option of out. They do have an option. They just need to find the courage within themselves to make that call and to make the changes and to get away from their abusers. And I think what's also important is we need to, as Mara said, is we need to teach these men how to be the solution, not the problem, because they're mimicking behavior for their children. Their children are going to learn how to treat women.
Yeah.
They're going to learn what is acceptable and how to be treated. To them, that's going to become normal. And I think breaking that cycle is also very important. And I think what Tears is doing in this whole process, besides just taking the woman away, like they say, trying to teach these men to stop what they're doing and to change their ways is also crucially important. This can feel very passionately about this, not just because it's Women's Month, but this is something close to our hearts. Our foundation is made up of women, and we would really like to assist the Tears Foundation with a 120,000 rand donation spread out over the year, and hopefully that for the phone lines for whatever they need.
So just I lost you there for a second, Sherry. You're saying you're going to be helping them with 120,000 rand for throughout the year.
Yes, we're going to be doing that to help them with their call centres, for their phone lines, for their salaries, for their counsellors, for whatever they need that's going to help these women find their courage, find their strength, and get out of these dangerous situations.
Oh, that's absolutely fantastic, Sherry. Really, really appreciate you being able to come and do that for Tears Foundation. Let me put Mara back on the line. Mara, you heard what Sherry just said there, the Dis-Chem Foundation coming to the party to help with 120,000 rand. That's absolutely fantastic news.
It's absolutely unbelievable, and it's more amazing because we as a country try to hide from the facts and not acknowledge what a huge societal problem rape is. So that gives us not only the money to go forward, but it gives us great encouragement. So thank you, Dis-Chem, for encouraging us in the work that we do. We greatly value your support.
All right. Good luck to you, Mara Kleni there, founder of the Tears Foundation. Sherry Saltzman, I'll let you have the last word on this. It's an important issue for all of us as South Africans. As we've been saying, it's not just about women, and we really, really appreciate the Dis-Chem Foundation coming on board in this way.
Thank you. I'm so happy we could assist.
Sherry Saltzman there, representative from the Dis-Chem Foundation. That is this month's Random Acts of Kindness with the Dis-Chem Foundation and 702.